Chapter 1. Early Years. It was spring, 1887. Eleanor Roosevelt was almost 3 years old. She was very excited. She was going to cross the Atlantic Ocean on a great ship, the Britannica. Her father, whom Eleanor adored, had told her about the different countries that the family would visit. The Britannica left from New York City's harbor. On the very first day of the voyage, the fog was very thick. Ships coming into the harbor could be heard, but they could not be seen easily. Suddenly, the sound of ripping steel filled the air. Another ship had rammed into the Britannica. Was the Britannica going to sink? Would everyone drown? People on board panicked. Eleanor's father got her mother, her aunt, Eleanor's nurse, and himself into a boat. But where was Eleanor? She was still on the deck of the ship. As the lifeboat was lowered into the ocean, her father saw her. He pleaded with her to jump into his arms. "Jump, little Nell, jump, I'll catch you," cried her father. But Eleanor was too scared. Finally, Eleanor let go of the sailor holding her, and she fell into her father's waiting arms. The lifeboat took them safely to shore, and Eleanor was able to calm down. But that terrible day stayed with Eleanor all her life. It took her years to overcome her fear of water and boats. Even so, that fearful little girl became a fearless, famous world traveler. Eleanor Roosevelt was born on October 11, 1884, in New York City. She was named Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. She was called Eleanor because her mother's name was also Anna. Eleanor's mother was known for her great beauty. Her father, Elliot Roosevelt, was a smart, dashing gentleman. They both came from rich and successful families. They could trace their ancestors back over 200 years. At the turn of the century, rich and poor people lived very different lives. In New York City, the rich lived in mansions. They had servants who waited on them. The rich all seemed to know one another. They married one another. The men worked as bankers, lawyers, or in a family business. Women did not work. They stayed home, entertained, and visited one another. It was important to dress fashionably and look lovely. Eleanor knew she did not have her mother's beauty. She thought of herself as an awkward and ugly child. She sensed that her mother was disappointed in her. She felt that she could never please her. Yet Eleanor knew that her father loved her dearly, and she, in turn, wanted to please him